Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, this is getting even more wild. The girls are fighting. And by the girls, I mean all of the worst right-wing commentators that somehow have a massive audience. But after Ben Shapiro was attacked by Nick Fuentes, and then Nick Fuentes went on Tucker Carlson's show, Ben Shapiro decided to further attack Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes. I mean, there is a huge divide in the conservative movement right now based on this Nick Fuentes type of ideology, which, let me tell you, is different than the type of MAGA ideology we've seen. Now, one has normalized the other. One has allowed for the rise of the other by creating the permission structure for these extremist, hateful, bigoted ideologies to go mainstream. But what Nick Fuentes does and says is a different degree than what, you know, Charlie Kirk did and said, for an example. And people get mad when I say that, but it's just true. There are different factions. There's a reason why they're fighting. Tucker Carlson is falling into this really deeply conspiratorial, he's always been conspiratorial, but so much so that he's delving into conspiracies about Charlie Kirk's death. So is Candace Owens. We'll get there. Let me just back up with a broad overview. Angry Staffer says, we're less than a year into his presidency, and we're seeing recession-like layoffs. I mean, the economy is really going down the drain. Trump is actually refusing to release a lot of the numbers after they fired the BLS commissioner, and it's not looking too good. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, the hardcore, most hardcore MAGA person in Congress, is calling Trump a liar on CNN almost every day. Megyn Kelly and Ben Shapiro are beefing basically every single day. I'll show you the video in just 1 second. Ben Shapiro also eviscerates Candace Owens, to be honest. I mean, listen, everyone in this beef has allowed for this to happen, including Ben Shapiro. He has created the permission structures for this by running defense for MAGA, muddying the waters. He's just mad now because it affects him personally. But let me say, Ben Shapiro is much closer to being correct here. Ben Shapiro is largely more correct here than somebody like the Candace Owens or the Nick Fuentes who go out there and say the Holocaust didn't happen, or if it did happen, it was a good thing. Or if it didn't happen, we need to actually do it today. Like, they just say the most unhinged shit. So Ben Shapiro is the one trying to stop that type of power from being accumulated, but he allowed Trump to accumulate power as well. Let's start off with this clip of Tucker Carlson shooting down Megyn Kelly and anyone who's criticizing his Nick Fuentes interview. And this part's nuanced because the problem isn't even that Tucker Carlson had the interview in the first place. Nick Fuentes has already been making the rounds, but the problem is that Tucker Carlson, who I've seen ask hard-hitting questions at Ted Cruz, for example, I mean, just 2 or 3 months ago, Tucker Carlson was pegging questions at Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz couldn't answer the population of Iran, for example, and it made him look really dumb. So Tucker was grilling him on the minutia, the small things. But then he lets Nick Fuentes come on his show, and he launders this type of ideology and makes it seem palatable and doesn't even ask about the Jew hatred or the Hitler loving. Let's watch this clip just to get the groundwork.
Nick Fuentes has said a long list of very vile things.
Big time, including attacking my dad, which was the most vile of all, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I personally have watched videos of him questioning the Holocaust, likening it to baking cookies in the oven, and there's no way you could have gotten to 6 million, seems to be his theory. He seems to think that we've way overstated the number of Jews killed in the Holocaust. He's ripped on poor Usha Vance in the most offensive terms, which so what do you say to those people? Say, why didn't you raise any of that?
You know, do your own interview the way that you want to do it. You're not my editor. Buzz off. I mean, I don't know. You want to go yell at Nick Fuentes? I'll give you a cell. Call him and go sit and yell at him and feel virtuous or whatever. That's up to you. I got the same.
No one's asking you to yell at him to feel virtuous. We're asking you to, at the bare minimum, loop back when he says, I love Stalin. But, I mean, what a real journalist would do, what somebody should actually do, which that's very gracious for me to call Tucker Carlson, even anywhere close to a real journalist, but he claims to be somebody who does hard-hitting interviews, then he has Nick Fuentes on and launders his ideology. He's also such a two-faced snake because he'll say in one breath, yep, Nick Fuentes has said terrible things. He was shaking his head on stage performatively. Then he calls anyone who calls out those terrible things virtuous. Now, this civil war took on new stakes when the head of the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts, who spearheaded Project 2025, came out and defended Tucker Carlson. He said, listen, Nick Fuentes has probably said some bad stuff, but we stand by Tucker. And then everyone freaked out on the right because, rightfully so, the backbone of the conservative movement is normalizing this. Now, top lawyers are leaving the Heritage Foundation, and Kevin Roberts was forced to apologize in a second video. But he messed up the second video so badly that he held a town hall where members were like basically saying, dude, you gotta resign. So then he made a third video. We're just waiting for the fourth. Basically, the conservative movement is imploding, and we're not even a year into the Trump administration. Let's continue to watch this.
Okay, why? So I can show that I'm a good person? I care about what my wife thinks, my children think, and God thinks, and that's it. I don't need to prove that I'm a good person to you.
Oh my Lord, I love how he just said he doesn't want to be virtuous by pressing Nick Fuentes, and then he just said the most virtue-signally thing ever. After this, Tucker Carlson explained how one night he was sleeping in bed with his wife and his four hunting dogs, and he woke up with claw marks. He said it's an unmistakable sign of an attack by a demon. I don't even want to play the clip, but he keeps going on this rant about how he was attacked by a demon in the middle of the night. Attacked by a demon. He had claw marks on his side. I don't know, maybe it's the four dogs you're sleeping with. Let's watch this next clip of Ben Shapiro going off on Tucker Carlson. And honestly, Ben Shapiro, he's closer to right here. Let's take a listen.
If I see somebody breach basic moral values by having on a Nazi, and in my own view, take your own view, in my own view, gloss the Nazi, then I'm going to speak out about that. And I'm going to point out that there is a long pattern of him ideologically laundering terrible ideas over the course of the last 2 years.
Okay, wait a minute. Ben Shapiro is the last person who should call out the ideological laundering of terrible ideas. He's run defense for Trump's most awful ideas. Sometimes he does call them out, the tariffs. He calls out some stuff, but not the most authoritarian ambitions that Trump displays on a daily basis. And I know Ben Shapiro recognizes deep down, but it hurts his bottom line if he calls him out. So he launders this type of ideology. That being said, the Nick Fuentes ideology, it's different. You gotta trust me, it's next level. It's
ranging from traveling to Russia to sniff the bread and explain why the Russian regime is actually wonderful, to saying last week that the Venezuelan regime of Nicolas Maduro is actually not that bad because they're being attacked by, in his words, global homo.
Tucker's made the point, I'm not going to here to be Tucker's defender, but he's made the point that Maduro is culturally conservative.
Who gives a shit? The guy's a communist. Whether he's anti-LGBTQ rights.
Yeah, he's basically saying this guy is a terrible, terrible dictator. Who cares if he doesn't like gay people? Like, at least Ben Shapiro's drawing the line somewhere and saying, are we really just going to let people into our movement because they're vaguely socially conservative? Then Ben Shapiro kind of cooks Megyn Kelly on the topic of Candace Owens. Candace Owens has gone into a crazy rabbit hole where she's drawing up conspiracy theories about Turning Point USA, killing Charlie Kirk. I mean, it's all just unsubstantiated stuff. Let's take a listen.
For example, Candace Owens. I think that what Candace Owens is doing right now is evil. It is evil what she is doing right now.
And then watch, Megyn Kelly pretends not to know about any of this.
Okay, and I say that again.
But what?
Because
like, I didn't opine on whether it's evil or not, but my position is it's really none of my business. And
why is it? But I have a question. Why is it none of your business? I mean, you comment on these things for a living.
I'm not mother of the internet.
No, but if this were on the left and somebody were accusing Charlie Kirk of his wife having murdered him, I assume that you would be talking about it.
Is that what Candace is accusing Erica of?
Yes.
Of murdering her own husband?
She's accusing TPUSA insiders and other members of the right wing, including Seth Dillon, of being involved in the murder of Charlie Kirk, yes.
Okay. Like I said, I don't take in that content, which is an honest statement. I don't have time to watch
Candace's
show.
I believe you. I believe you. But the point that I'm making is that when
friendship
should not, in our business, I think it's important. Listen,
friendship
should not trump.
We don't even know each other.
I understand, but even with Tucker, friendship should not trump our manifest requirement to speak out when people do and say things that are both detrimental to conservatism and morally wrong.
Okay, I don't totally disagree, but I think the way of handling that, at least for me, is much different. So
the girls are fighting. And really quickly, I just want to say, this is bad for the conservative movement for a few reasons. There are different factions that are currently splintering, and the Trump victory in 2024 was reliant on a lot of low-propensity voters that are in these different factions. So we can just list off a few. There's the podcast bros, like the Andrew Schultz, who thought that Trump would be great for the economy, great for immigration, the peace president. But instead, he's like striking Iran while putting tariffs on all these countries, and the economy is not doing too hot. There are people like the far-right Nick Fuentes that are mad that he's not far-right enough. There are normie Republicans that are mad that he's too far-right, people who hate his immigration policy. I mean, there was a district that went to him. I think 60% of the Latino people in the district voted for him because, unfortunately, there was a swing towards him. But now, in the most recent runoff elections, about 90% of them voted for Democrats, meaning he has lost any gains he made with different minority communities. And one more time, low propensity voters, the young college bros who watch these podcasts, aren't really going to be too happy when they realize they were lied to about everything. That's why you see a 40-point drop among Gen Z. For some reason, Donald Trump was, he was always in the negative with Gen Z, but he was close. He was like negative 10. He was close to being even. It dropped down a bunch. Now Gen Zers don't like him at a historic rate. So we're going to continue to push this, continue to talk every day. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.